Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Today marks 1 year since the assassination attempt against President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. He reflected during an interview with his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, on Fox.
They should have had somebody in the building. That was a mistake. They should have had communications with the local police. They weren't tied in. And they should have been tied in. So there were mistakes made.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says President Trump's 30% tariffs against the European Union and Mexico will not go unchallenged.
We have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures.
The tariffs could begin on August 1st. Israel says an errant munitions strike has killed 10 people, including 6 children, at a humanitarian aid site in Gaza.
There is harrowing video that's emerged showing the bodies of children and of adults and those water containers all around them.
The BBC's Nick Beek, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Who wants to spend their weekday evening learning about the importance of foreign aid? Turns out, more than 24 people at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids earlier this week. They were there to hear Greg St. Arnold, an educator based in Milwaukee and former staffer for Senator Russ Feingold. But St. Arnold has also spent years coordinating regional education for the Jesuit Refugee Service in Eastern and Southern Africa. His topic wasn't Congress. It was on the United States' legacy of humanitarianism.
There's three reasons why we should all support foreign aid. Number one is that it makes us safer as Americans.
Recently, a U.S. humanitarian program has officially sunset. USAID has been around since the 1960s, and the Jesuit Refugee Service utilized some of that funding for their aid work. USAID gives aid during conflicts and natural disasters. Think food to Sudanese farmers facing floods, and to improve material conditions for people around the world. The thinking is, foreign aid helps prevent future conflicts that would affect us here at home.
Another way that it makes us safer is by stabilizing unstable situations or unstable areas.
But projects to support food security and combat infectious diseases have been gutted by the Trump administration. With most of its staff laid off, USAID formally closed at the start of the month. St. Arnold says that other countries will step in to fill the gap, but he says USAID spending is smart, strategically, and morally.
It was the right thing to do for the United States to be engaged in kind of helping build and stabilize these types of places, and we've just kind of walked away from it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Brewers win a thriller.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers and Nationals wrap up their series here today. The crew with a thrilling 6-5 win over Washington last night. Milwaukee down 5-3, bottom of the ninth. Andrew Vaughn at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Finnegan deals. Vaughn, line drive.
Caleb Durbin later drove in Andrew Monasterio for the winning run. Manager Pat Murphy on the effort Monasterio has shown.
The great thing about having the right people. This kid every day says, I want to stay in the big leagues.
The Brewers have now won 6 in a row. The Nationals have lost 7 of their last 10.
I'm going to tell you, you got to keep your head up. You know, got to go back and do it again.
That's the Nationals manager Miguel Cairo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of smoke drifting through the area today, so poor air quality in places. Mostly sunny skies, a southwest breeze with highs in the lower 80s. For tonight, smoke will continue to be found. Mostly clear to partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 67.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become The Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now The Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Go for a ride. Dinah Shore. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. All over the world. And if you're a resident of planet Earth, here's the address. Just dial civicmedia.us. No matter where you are, you'll be in touch with the music of the star. Somebody mentioned Dinah Shore.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling lighter with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Hey, here's Seth MacFarlane. Joel McNeely Band.
How I love to drive my Buick, with my love sitting by my side. Pretty girl and shiny Buick, fills a fellow with so much pride. Driving down the road on Sunday, with my car and my heart riding high. For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick. You and I, away from all the crowd,
as long as we're together,
riding,
I'm riding high up on a rainbow in the sky, and I'm riding
on a cloud, and we remember that our
yes, dear old dad, when he met mother, so they say,
were just as gay as we.
What's good enough for father and good enough for mother
is good enough for me. How I love to drive my Buick, with my love sitting by my side. Pretty girl
and shiny Buick
fills a fellow with so much pride. Driving down the road on Sunday, with my car and my heart riding high. For I know that very soon we'll take a honeymoon, my Buick.
Hey, what about me?
My love, my Buick, my love and I.
A dream is a wish your heart made. You see a star. A Nash is a star of Carmate. It outshines all others by far.
Now come with Nash into a new motoring age. See the brightest new star of all, Nash for 55, with completely new trend-setting style inspired by the magnificent Nash Healey, Europe's finest.
Only the beginning, folks. Just look inside.
Here's the biggest room on the road, with the widest front seat of any car and intriguing high-fashion styling. Here are reclining seats for the world's most restful ride. There are twin travel beds to nap the children on long trips. Yes, for 55, vision unlimited through a new Scenoramic windshield, widest of any car. Look into a new motoring world from behind the wheel of a new Nash Ambassador or Statesman. Drive Nash for 55 at your Nash dealers tomorrow.
If you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
Love Nash for 55, or my name isn't Jiminy Cricket.
I don't think they sing car commercials anymore. More's the pity.
Auga.
Peter. Peter. I get into your car and snuggle very close. I love you and I want to be your lady. I whisper and I sigh that you're the only
you
guy.
You know what? In second gear, this rod will clock at 80.
I wish I was a car. I wish I was a car. Then you would give me all of your attention. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. Then I would be the only thing you'd mention.
You want me thinking of you as we burn along, but in my mind the hot rod is the thing.
I show you there's a dark road, an old romantic park road. You tell me that the bumps will hurt the spring.
You don't understand. I wish you was a car. I wish you was a car. Oh, how I wish you had a brake and clutch. I wish you was a car, just any kind of car. And then you know I love you very much.
Peter.
Yeah.
I try so hard to make you understand, my love. I'd be with you forever if I could. My heart goes hippity-hop when you slow down and stop.
It's just that I forgot to latch the hood.
Can't you see a girl likes to be courted?
The heads are milled and ported.
The night is so supreme.
She corners like a dream.
Now how about some kisses?
This engine never misses.
When you're near me, it's like heaven.
Yep, that tack is really revving.
Don't you think that I'm attractive?
Shock absorbers double active.
I wish I was a car.
I wish I was a car. We'd be together mile after mile. I wish I was a car, just any kind of car. I know we'd get a license after a while.
What kind of a license?
I wish I was a car.
Time for you to step into a beautiful new Hudson. Beauty, speed, and safety too. Rolling, rolling, rolling on four wheels to you. Step into a beautiful new Hudson automobile. Here comes Hudson. Here comes Hudson. Hudson.
Question?
Hudson. Mm-hmm.
And if you have the right answer, you'll own half of this car.
Oh, Harry, what's the question?
Have you got $600?
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile.
Down the road of life we'll fly, automobubbling, you and I.
And to the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal.
You can go as far as you like with me
in my merry Oldsmobile.
If you want to see a car that's really full of sex appeal,
if you please,
come out riding in my jazzy, snazzy Oldsmobile.
Oh, you kid.
And if I should steal a kiss, please tell me that you won't be flustered.
Don't get too big for your goggles and your linen duster buster.
On the menu of romance, you are my very favorite course.
Ooh, skidoo, with that corny line of yours, you really ought to get a horse.
No, it's true. How'd you like this pretty wedding ring?
Well, now that's a very different thing.
In my merry Oldsmobile.
What a happy pair without a single care.
Merry Oldsmobile.
What a grand machine, a double peachy keen.
Merry Oldsmobile.
Now I think we should do our modern lyrics to Merry Oldsmobile. I'm a young fella. I've just driven up in my brand new 1952 Olds. You rush up to the car and I say,
a brand new unpaid for Oldsmobile. What do you think of it, Judy?
I'll tell you, it's hydromatic, just like you.
What do you mean?
Why, the car is shiftless, too.
There's no clutch.
Well, what about me?
Ah, when I park, both hands will be free.
And not for long.
What a body,
It's all streamlined.
Thank you.
With a little spare tire behind.
You
fresh! You go hand in glove down the road of love in my Mary Oldsmo.
L-O-V-E.
In my Mary Oldsmo.
O-U-Q-T.
In our Mary Oldsmo.
Time has come, it's very clear. The car you wanted is really here.
It's delightful, it's lovely,
it's DeSoto. You'll understand the reasons why. For once you drive it, you'll want to buy.
It's delightful, it's lovely,
it's DeSoto.
You can tell at a glance
that this swell car is far in advance. You can hear that great big engine murmuring low. There to go. So make sure you see and drive the new DeSoto. Why, man alive,
it's delightful, it's lovely, it's delirious, it's living, and it's the latest, it's the limit, it's deluxe, it's DeSoto.
Tomorrow at your DeSoto dealer. See and drive.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. Is anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator? Well, you may think my story is more fiction than it's fact, but believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 Porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. Well, everything my daddy never was, well, now she wants me to be. She's taken her place as the fifth member of my small family. And she'll blow her radiator when things ain't going right. And whenever she gets too lonely, we just all gotta spend the night with my car. She's my very own guiding star. I mean a 1928 Porter. That's my mother dear. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother the car. Oh, my mother the car. My mother the car. My mother the car.
I was wondering, do you think we could chip in and get an XK150?
The most beautiful car in the road is a Merc, a Mercury. The most wonderful styling of all is found in a Merc, a Mercury. It's redesigned for 54, flair, fashion, beauty, style galore, and it stops on a Mercury dime. The wonderful, beautiful, glorious, glamorous, great new Mercury.
Steps to selling the 1966 Mercury, and selling it is just what I intend to do to you. First of all, let's consider styling. Here's what has happened. Overall, it's easy to see the resemblance to the 1965 Mercury. The few exterior changes we've made are still in keeping with the classic look of Lincoln Continental. They're most obvious in the grill. As you can see, there are new parking lamps. The tail lamps are new, and certain ornamental areas are changed.
This. Did you put this in my car?
No.
Did you? What is this thing?
Open it. What is it? What is it?
My friends, you are in for one doozy. What can I call this? This is history in the making.
Is there anything you want to explain first about the dogs?
Oh. Well, I traded the old Packer for him.
Oh.
One dozen trained dogs.
What are we going to do with a dozen trained dogs, President?
What difference does it make? You can't walk away from a trade like that. Are you dying to know what's in here? Huh? No?
Yes, well, I'll yes, pick it up. Yes, yes.
All right. You're dying, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Gallup took a poll last week to find out what Americans want most when the war is over. 87% of the people in this country said the first thing they want is a new car. Now, which do you think the public would rather buy? The same old models Detroit has been giving us before the war, or... car of tomorrow. Today.
Whoa! Yeah.
Looks like he's going 90 miles per hour.
And you know who's going to build these cars? We are. In 5 years, we're going to put the big three out of business.
Who are we going to sell them to? Buck Rogers?
Under the hood, we've got luggage. The engine is in the rear where it ought to be. Look at this. Individual torque converters. Connected
oh, crazy. You'd have to have a wheel track 70 inches wide.
Dinner's ready.
All right, come on, let's go.
How many?
Everybody. How about the U.S. Army? You boys hungry? Or we'll call your mother. You stay, too. No, oh, Billy. Billy. And our best dog food, huh? Oh, my God.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker before Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toting such a load, trudging down the lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. True love, what have I done that you should treat me so? You caused me to walk and talk like I never did before. Weary toting such a load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
What do you think? A big smile and a pat on the back is going to make him forget he's a senator from Detroit?
What an idea, you're selling dealerships for cars that don't exist.
What'd he say?
He said stay out of the car business.
Tucker built the damn thing. Well, not everything he advertised, not yet, but enough right now to cost billions just to keep up with him.
You don't understand how powerful the forces are that are working against us here.
Ever since you road tested the new car, 40 G-men have been following you around the clock.
What for?
You made the car too good.
Mr. Tucker, we're from the Securities and Exchange Commission.
We shall prove the only thing Mr. Tucker designed was an elaborate scheme to defraud.
Why did I...
If you're not careful, you're going to spend the next 20 years of your life in prison.
We are going to fill that car, the one we dreamed of, exactly the one we wanted. The big business closes the door, and the little guy with a new idea, we're sabotaging everything that the country stands for.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down. Lonesome road before you decide to travel on. Look down, look down, look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
Great picture, Tucker, the man in his dream.
Thank you.
And a father and son team up in the Francis Ford Coppola movie Tucker, The Man and His Dream. Jeff Bridges and his dad Lloyd are adversaries in this film. Here's our exclusive movie preview.
Everything that the country stands for.
In the movie Tucker, The Man and His Dream, Jeff Bridges stars as Preston Tucker, an American automobile designer who developed a futuristic-looking car in the 1940s called the Tucker Torpedo. The film examines his efforts at mass producing and marketing the car, despite attempts to stop him by U.S. automakers, the courts, and interference from the federal government.
I grew up a generation too late, I guess, because now the way the system, the loner, the dreamer, the crackpot who comes up with some crazy idea that everybody laughs at, that later turns out to revolutionize the world, he's squashed from above before he even gets his head out of the water, because the bureaucrats, they'd rather kill a new idea than let it rock the boat.
Tucker, The Man and His Dream, brings together the talents of executive producer George Lucas and director Francis Ford Coppola for their first English language film together since American Graffiti. The movie also stars Martin Landau, Frederick Forrest, Mako, and Lloyd Bridges playing opposite his son for the first time in a movie as Tucker's adversary, Senator Homer Ferguson.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I prayed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, when dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, but the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hopes apart and they turn your dream to shame.
That is Susan Boyle. From Les Miserables. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rondell, High Noon on most stations.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I I have dreamed every word you whisper. When you're close, close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. What it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. It's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you.
The rest of the story. There it was again. That dreadful sound, an infant screaming somewhere in the dark. But then Gale realized he was dreaming again. And again, as always before, he was sitting upright in bed in the blackness of the night, his arms clutched about his trembling body. Would the nightmares never stop? Would they torment Gale until he died? The unbearable thought reminded him once more of where and when he had first heard those cries on a ship bound for London in 1851. Gale taught school in Indiana as a young man. Then he and his wife set out for the Texas Territory to claim 400 acres along the Colorado River, and then war broke out with Mexico. Gale became editor of the Telegraph and Texas Land Register. On the front page, April 21, 1836, he immortalized Colonel Sidney Sherman's spontaneous battle cry, "Remember the Alamo." It was he who immortalized that phrase, "Remember the Alamo." And still for more years than Gale could recall, he had been intrigued by an idea. There was no refrigeration in those days, you see, and it meant that food spoiled rapidly. How, then, might one preserve food to make it safe under circumstances when fresh, uncontaminated food was just unavailable? So after the war was over, Gale began experimenting with various food preservation processes. What he came up with was something called meat biscuits. They were not the most delicious things in the world, but they remained safely edible for a long time. The real problem with them was that nobody wanted them. Both the Army and the Navy turned them down. The public at large was uninterested. Until out of the blue came the thrilling news that Gale's new product had been awarded the Great Council Medal at the International Exhibition in London. So, he boarded a ship to go to London and accept the honor. It was during that voyage that he first heard those screams. For the only source of milk for the passengers was a pair of diseased cows in the vessel's cargo hold. And there were babies on board, babies who drank the diseased milk, and who now, clinging to their distraught mothers, were dying. Day and night, Gale heard their cries of anguish until merciful death eventually took them. but the sound of their tortured little voices would not die with them. That sound continued to haunt Gail year after year in daily reflections and in dreadful, dreadful dreams. He was 54 when at last the voices grew silent. For it was then, after interminable experimentation and eventual triumph, that Gail was granted a patent for a unique process of preserving milk, dehydration in a vacuum, that would revolutionize the dairy industry forever after. You never knew the Indiana school teacher who helped to forge the Republic of Texas, who made famous the shout that yet rings in our ears, "Remember the Alamo," but you know the dream of salvation that was born in a nightmare, a dream called evaporated milk. And the company that emerged because a man answered cries in the night, a haunted hero. You've always known of Borden's milk. Now you have met Gail Borden. Now you know the rest of the story.
Music of the Stars from Tchaikovsky, Sleeping Beauty, and the ballet. George Bruns put lyrics to his music. That's Mary Costa. Perfect choice for Sleeping Beauty. I have an interview here with her and Leonard Maltin.
I know you. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. And I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, the way you did once upon a dream.
Mary Costa was a perfect choice for the voice of Sleeping Beauty, and she's charming doing the speaking lines as well as the singing lines. Sometimes you can find a great singer who doesn't know how to act as well, and so you'll get somebody else to do the readings of the dialogue lines, or vice versa. She did them both, and she did them really, really well. It's no wonder she went on to a long career in opera.
I have always thought that the Tchaikovsky was the perfect music for Sleeping Beauty. And after talking to Walt Disney many, many times, I knew that he was fascinated with the Sleeping Beauty Ballet. I think if these two people, Tchaikovsky and Walt Disney, had met today, they would be great friends because each had such a myriad of colors in their mind in which to create. Tchaikovsky always fascinated me because he was dramatic, he had humor, he had these luscious melodies, and he could move from mood to mood seamlessly. It was just absolutely fantastic. So I know that probably Walt Disney chose George Bruns, who was innately musical, to adapt this score because he was so reverent as far as following the composer's wishes, but he was so imaginative. Like a prime example was when Sleeping Beauty comes in the woods for the first time, and she's singing her little bird call, and then she plays with the owls and the animals, and she sings Once Upon a Dream for the first time. It's very simply sung and presented in a very, very simple way.
Here's Mary Costa, 1957, 2 years before Sleeping Beauty. The picture was The Big Caper.
Thank you.
Mary Costa from Sleeping Beauty, 1959. George Bruns wrote all those words. He's the guy who wrote Davy Crockett. Hey, here's Harry Nilsson. They told him not to sing the Great American Songbook. He said, oh yeah, I'm gonna.
I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's showing her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. Oh, I wonder who's buying the wine for lips that I used to call mine. And I wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
Now a look at news, or more accurately, a listen at news. Green Bay, you're signing off at WGBW, but you can still hear us if you check into civicmedia.us.
Ever tells him me.
The music of the stars.
I wonder who's kissing.
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media radio stations. We'll be on till high noon and back again next Sunday. Now stand by for CBS.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is threatening tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico starting August 1st. Mexicans not reacting too kindly, as we hear through this interpreter.
I think Trump is wrong with these strategic economic decisions.
1 year ago today, Thomas Matthew Crooks attempted to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. CBS's Nicole Scanga says a review found a number of security shortfalls, like this one.
Local law enforcement who first spotted Thomas Crooks, the gunman, was not able to get in the ears of federal law enforcement.
Protesters took to the streets outside Disneyland in California to rally against ICE raids. This woman says the raids have caused widespread fear in her community.
I have family and friends who are terrified to just exist, stepping out of their house.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.